Amen. If God been good to you, say amen.
Amen.
I want you to know one thing just right off the bat. I am an emotional brother, but I am a real brother. And I come thanking you guys for your love and your hospitality and your fellowship and your willingness to get to not only know me, but my brothers in Christ.
Amen.
And I'm all about fellowship because God fellowship with me. Now, I am an emotional brother who likes to be real about the things that he say, because the life that I live was a real life. It had some ups and some downs and some pitfalls. But what I want to do is come and be as real as I can, because my father saved my life to demonstrate to other people whose life was like my life used to be,
amen,
that there is hope in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I want each and everybody to know today that we are not here because we have been so good. We are here because God has extended an opportunity for each and every one of us to one day make heaven our home.
Yes.
All I ask for my brothers and sisters to step up out of your comfort zone.
Okay.
And let it not be about you anymore.
Right.
Let it be about the one who died in the middle.
Amen.
He paid the price for you to have a better life.
Amen.
He laid down his life for your life. Now let what he did for you motivate you to go save somebody else's life.
Amen.
Through the preaching of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now I said that to say this, so I have to calm myself down, because see, this stuff real to me.
Amen.
And I'm gonna get to the word of God, but let me show you something. You got young folks up in here, and I want all of you brothers in here to realize that there is a dying world outside that door. I was raised by a mother, all by herself. My mother struggled to raise me and my brother. And I was a thug disobeying my mother, looking for love in the streets. I was a gang banger, a shoot 'em up banger, a disrespectful child, and a hard-headed young man. But the mercy of God showed up somewhere in my life. And I want to tell you today that let it not be in vain that I stand before you this morning. Because there are many brinks of death that I saw in my life, but God was there every time. My life is not my life. It belongs to him. So when you see me and you love me, I'm going to love you because I am your brother. I'm about relationship. Because I understand this one thing. If you want things to be better, step out of your comfort zone and make it better.
Amen.
Quit looking for somebody else to step up the plate and you be the one to do it.
Talk to.
If you want love, show the world love.
Amen.
Demonstrate and quit trying to perpetrate.
Amen.
And manipulate.
Amen.
And keep it real. I come to you today realizing this one thing as I take back in my mind that there was a Old Testament place of safety, and it was in the ark that God instructed to have built. And in that ark was those who were willing to obey the instructions of God.
That's right.
They saved themselves by listening to the warning of God.
Okay.
Will you do that today?
Okay.
As a young man, I realized there is a New Testament place of safety. And it's in Christ Jesus. As you look in your Bible, everything is about Christ Jesus. Now, my Bible tells me in Romans 3:24 that redemption is found in Christ. My Bible tells me in Romans chapter 8 and verse 1 that there is now no condemnation to those that are in Christ. My Bible tells me that you can become a new creature in Christ according to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 17. The things that we need are in the man in the middle. Everybody wants to talk about the thief on the cross, but what about the man in the middle? The man in the middle was willing to lay his life down. He took Brother McRae's place. And if your truth be told, he took yours too.
Amen.
But are we living our lives like he took your place. See, we need to respect what he did, because what he did was because he loved you.
Amen.
I was a wild child. And a lot of times, let me tell you something about your kids, and I'm finna get to the word of God. My mama used to tell me all the time, you're hanging with the wrong crowd. That's bad company that you're keeping. But little did she know, it was me. Little did she know that I was the leader of those that you call bad. I influenced them because of the wisdom and the way I was created by God. God has given me something that I took advantage of because I knew how to manipulate. I knew how to perpetrate. I knew how to get those things that I want, because I used the tools that was created in me for the devil. I could look you in your face and make you reach in your pocket and give me your money. I could rob you looking in your face. You don't hear me. People don't understand that when you're smooth and you know how to use words and do things in a way, you can hypnotize folks to make them do your will. Is it right? Never will be. But let me show you what's right. When you find in yourself what you was created to do, if I can get your money, I can get your soul. If I can manipulate you to give me your money, I can teach you to give God your soul. I'm going to tell you something. This stuff real. And it's a dying word out there. You know what? God has helped me. See, he built me for this. I don't worry about what people say to me, how they look at me, because the man in the middle has always took care of me. So don't be looking at frowns and how people look. All I'm come to do is tell you this one thing today. I'm going to be what I've been created to be.
Okay.
And that's Lewis McRae, a brother who was lost, who have been saved. And I'm going to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, because he laid down his life for me to be aggressive.
Amen.
For me to understand the urgency to get people to the cross. We need to understand this ain't about us. Time is winding down. It's time to go to work. And it first starts with us. See, you got to work on yourself while you're out there knocking on somebody else's door, trying to tell them about themselves. You better wreck yourself for you. Okay. Let me leave that alone right there. If you want to continue this journey, man is lost and he needs salvation. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 10 that salvation is found in Christ Jesus. That's the place of deliverance. That's the place of safety. Get Acts chapter 4 verse number 12 for me and read that, brother. See, it's something about the name of Jesus. There is salvation in no other name. But read that scripture for me, bro. Come on with it, bro.
Neither is there salvation in any other.
Wait a minute. Anywhere? In any other.
Right.
Not Buddha. Not whatever they call them. Nobody. Read, bro.
For there is none other name under heaven,
yes,
given,
sir,
among men,
uh-huh,
whereby
we must
be saved.
Be what? Be saved. Everything you need is in Christ. You know, when I talk to people, I ask them, I say, well, what church are you a member of? And they'll say the name of whatever it may be, and I know then they ain't in Christ. Because you have to be in Christ to be added to the church of Christ.
Amen.
Huh? So you don't worry, you know what I'm saying? That's the only way in.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
That's the only way in. Jesus said, the Bible teaches that the way to the Father is through the Son.
Amen.
We need to understand that.
Yes, sir.
A lot of people don't understand that let me tell you something. Time is winding up for real. Everything we need is in Christ when we deal with this man in the middle. Let me show you these two thieves. One thief, Jesus died for our sins. And one of them died to his sins, and the other one died in his sin. As we look at these three crosses and the position that one of these thieves, for some reason, decided to realize that this man in the middle ain't done nothing. But I'm here because of what I did.
Yeah.
But this man ain't did nothing.
Amen. Yes, sir.
What did he tell this man? Remember me.
Yes,
when you come into thy kingdom.
Yes, sir.
And he said, this day, thou shalt be in paradise with me.
That's what he told me.
I want y'all to understand the situation that we're in when we deal with the man in the middle. As I look at the word of God and as I look at our lives and the positions that we are taking now, we are getting away from the teachings of Jesus Christ. Because he said, if I be lifted up from earth, I'll draw all men unto me. The preaching of the cross is the only thing that's going to save this dying world.
Yes, sir.
And each and every one of us, I'm tired of hearing excuses about what I don't know. You study what you want to study. You watch TV for many hours. You dedicate your time to what you want to.
Amen.
But it's time to get in the word of God. So you can know what thus saith the Lord first for thyself before you teach somebody else.
Amen.
A lot of us want to teach and don't even know what we're teaching because we have not examined the word of God.
Amen.
It's time to get in the book.
Yeah.
It's time to look at thyself and save thy own soul. Because many people in the church of Christ think they have arrived.
Oh,
this ain't heaven.
Amen.
This ain't heaven. This is where it starts, the journey to heaven. But if we don't get on a right track, we may not make it to heaven. Because there are many people who think that they can do anything they want to within the house of God. The things that got you in are the things going to keep you in. We got to understand who we're dealing with. My son, as a young man, used to sit in the back of the pew and play with his phone. And I saw him, and I used to always, when I got an opportunity to catch him, I walk by him and lean down. Do you know who you're dealing with? And I walk on. You in the presence of God. Do you know who you're dealing with? You've been sitting in the congregation as a young man. I know you know who he is. But I'm trying to let you know, don't keep playing with the one that wrath is like no other. Many times we don't take this thing serious, man. But if you knew my life, if you knew my experiences, you would know why I'm so aggressive. Because time is winding up. This brother here has helped me in many, many ways. But I'm gonna turn to the text, and we're gonna quit because I got two things that I want to say. Let's go back to John chapter 19 and let's look at the Bible a little bit. And let's read what the Bible said. Read that for me, my brother.
And he bearing his cross,
yeah,
went forth into a place called the place of a skull.
Yes, sir.
Which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha.
Read.
Where they crucified him and two other with him, on either side, one, and Jesus in the midst.
Amen, bro. Let me show you something right here. When we look at this cross, there were some thieves on the cross. And Jesus' tormentors was below the cross. And Jesus had one last talk on the cross. And we need to understand the significance of what he did on the cross. Today, brothers and sisters, we came to this wonderful city because of the man in the middle.
Amen.
We come with love, and we receive with love, and we're going to leave with love. The Bible is always right.
Yeah.
And we are always wrong when it comes to the thinking of our own minds. Brothers and sisters, as I end my closing, I want you to understand this one thing. As we look at the gospel of Jesus Christ, one might ask the question, well, what is this gospel? But according to Matthew, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4, that is the gospel of the death and the burial of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
But not only is it that, Romans chapter 1, verse 16 tells me it is the power of the dunamis of God to bring you unto salvation.
Yes.
But then you might have those who are looking and ask the question, where is this salvation? But the Bible teaches in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 10 that salvation is found no other than in Christ Jesus. And once you are in Christ Jesus, the Bible teaches that Christ takes you and adds you to the church of Christ. Acts 2 and verse number 4. We need to understand that once you have been added by the man in the mill, now you have a responsibility as a part of the family of God to do the things of God. It's your responsibility to live faithful until the day that you die. And there are consequences if you don't. I'm not telling you what to do because it's your choice. Because we serve a God of choices. In other words, do what you want. You pull up to McDonald's, you can have it any kind of way. In the Church of Christ, you can do it any kind of way if you want. That's your choice. You ain't got to give. You ain't got the fellowship. You can sit there with your arms crossed, mad at a sister over there. You can be mad at that brother and take the long way around not to speak to that brother. That's on you. But there's going to come a day when I saw in my mind as I read the scriptures, there was a divine trial in the presence of a divine God. And in this trial, there was a judge, an advocate, and a persecutor. Yes, Lord. And there was a defendant who had been persecuted by the devil. And look where I'm going with this now. I want each and every one of us to see that there will be a witness there. And there's going to be some evidence. Everything that we do and the way that we live is being recorded. Whether it's good or bad, it will show up again. Because we have the devil who's an accuser of the brother. Look at him, God. That's your child. The evidence is going to show up. People don't understand that their sins will find them out. You can hide anything from me. Old man taught me something that really stuck in my soul. Sir, let me tell you something. That's your life. And if you screw up this opportunity and you go to hell and you die and go to the Hadean world and you are on the tormented side, you got some issues. You're going to be able to look over there and see those who resting. And you're going to say, man, I blowed it. Never again to have the opportunity to go on the other side. But as we sit here today, we don't have to squander this opportunity, this great opportunity to make heaven your home. Amen. All we have to do is first be honest with ourselves. Do I want heaven? How real is heaven to me? Not out your mouth. But the way you treat God's people will tell if you want to make heaven your home.
That's right.
Thank God I don't see when brothers ain't getting along and people got issues in the church and people ain't fellowshipping and ain't loving. That's what motivates me. Because if I'm a light, I'm supposed to shine bright. Amen. If I see an issue and I got an issue, I need to step to the issue and deal with it according to Scripture.
Amen.
It's a bad thing to lay down at night and got issues. Conscience running through your mind because you know you ain't doing right. You know what will whoop you when there ain't nobody else? God will whoop you like no other in your own mind.
Amen.
Traumatized, as my brother say. Psychological and emotional issues will beat you up. Dead man walking, dressed up but messed up. Walking around pretty, but in the inside, you're a dead man walking, spiritually speaking.
Amen.
Everybody wants to look good, but who want to do good and be good?
Amen.
Time out for all that talking. Let's walk the walk. As we talk the talk.
Amen.
Keep talking and ain't walking. I ain't got time for it. I'm going to walk off and leave you.
Amen.
In your conversation, because it ain't real. I'm about being real. This is a .38 shooter. That's why I like it. Because when he shoots, he's going to shoot every bullet that he got. 66 books, and you're going to get all of them.
Amen.
Some point or another, you're going to get them. Amen. Brothers, I love you, but the man in the miller, this is what this about.
Yes,
he can take a pimp and make him a deacon. He can take a prostitute and make her a wife. He can take a disobedient child and make him act right. We don't understand who we're dealing with. You don't give up on nobody because God didn't give up on you.
Amen.
Who are you?
Amen.
Who are you?
Amen.
When you see somebody get up and emotion about God saving them for cancer and you holler they need to sit down, mind your business. God done just delivered me from stage four cancer and I'm glorifying God.
Amen.
But you over there, look at her. Look at him. Not knowing that you might just be next.
Amen.
The same one you messing with, God might take the counsel from you and give it to the one that was dipping in somebody else's business. Y'all ain't getting what I'm saying. You better recognize who you're dealing with. I come by here to be real. Let me get something clear. I don't need people to like me. I need people to love me. If I'm giving you love, you give me love back.
Amen.
Told my wife, if my track record is good and I'm treating you right, I demand to be treated like the man that I am.
Amen.
I'm doing everything the Bible says, but I'm being criticized.
Mm-hmm.
We don't understand what we're doing in our homes to our families. The man in the miller should be the center of the home.
Amen.
How can a man who is not following Christ expect his wife to follow him?
Amen.
My Bible told me that both of us should submit ourselves in the fear of God first.
Amen.
And then, and only then, can we have the type of respectful relationship that God wants us to have. Because I saw my brother this morning as he went and dealt with the husbands and then the wives. I've been married 20-some years. I didn't have a father. Raised in the jungle. Selling dope. Seeing folk get shot. Man, I'm talking about real stuff. Shooting dice, man, right beside me. Get his brain, blow brains all over my clothes for $4. You think I ain't traumatized. I'm about crazy. The stuff that I done saw, man, the average man, I be walking like this. Hey. Like I done been to Vietnam, son. This stuff is real. I'm just trying to tell you something. Start treating folks right.
Amen.
Start being thankful for the man in the middle. Thank God for loving the world enough to send his son that he was willing to lay down his life. But a lot of people don't understand the mission. See, first the mission of Christ was to do the will of the Father.
Amen.
God. Huh. The Bible said that the will of the Father must come first.
Amen.
Amen. Then he came to seek and to save that which is lost. Without the man in the miller, I might just be 6 foot under. Everybody told me I'm going to end with this and I'm going to give the gospel. Christ put my wife in my life. Y'all pay attention to what I'm saying because men understand how God bless. Sometimes he don't bless through your buddies. Sometimes he don't bless through your job. Sometimes he's blessed to the one you mistreating. My wife's grandmother is now gone. She was 92 years old. When I met my wife at a gas station, I had a can of beer in my hand. I had been up all night gambling, smoking, and drinking. She pulled up to the gas station, and she walked to the store. And I looked at her. I said, what a mighty nice lady. can't say, but I really don't see. I'm telling you, know what I'm saying? If we got to keep it. We got to keep it PG. I got them little eyes on me. I got to keep it PG. We can't go TM. We got to stay PG. All right, let's keep it real now. Let me get back for a Luma fella. See, y'all messing with me. I'm looking at him, thinking about my cramp. Don't leave me alone now. I looked at her, and I said to myself, what a nice lady. Knocked on the window, and the grandmama was sitting there. And she rolled the window down. I said, what's her name? She said, Monique. I said, thank you, ma'am. I've been drinking and smoking, remember, but I was still respectful in my foolishness. Huh? You ever seen a man that drank and gambled and do all type of stupid stuff, but he's the nicest guy you ever met? You know what I'm saying? He has got issues, but he's a nice guy. You understand what I'm saying? A lot of people don't deal with folk because he got a drinking problem or he this and that, but he's nice. And you walk away and say, man, that's a nice guy. Why is he out there doing that? You understand what I'm saying? But now watch this. No, I'm going to end this thing. She come out the store. I said, can I pump your gas? She said, I don't mess with street people. I said, okay. I kept coming to that gas station every day because I saw something that burned in my soul. All right. And I kept jugging at her and jugging at her. And one day, remember this now, my uncles, all the people that I was around, St. Louis, somebody gonna kill you one day in these streets. They gonna find you in one of these alleys, dead in one of these garbage barrels, if you don't change your life. I listened to all of that stuff. But it didn't change my way of thinking. That's why I saw the mercy of God as I look back. Okay. One day she looked me in my eyes and she said, Lewis, if you get yourself together, you will be a good man. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Ain't nobody ever told me that I can amount to nothing, my brother. And here was a pretty lady that I got a strong desire for. Tell me if I get it right, I'll be a good man. Boy, don't you know how we got a place called Label Finders where you can go to work and get paid daily. My buddies out there, I said, look, I ain't drinking today. I'm going down to Label Finders and do some work. Went down to Label Finders, started working and digging holes and working for construction and doing whatever. I put my gloves in my pocket and my hard hat on, and I stand by the gas pump by the corner waiting on them. Gloves hanging out of my pocket. I'm working. You understand what I'm saying? Then I asked for the number. She shot me the number. Oh, have mercy. Well, I'm just keeping it real, number, because I got to go back to Mississippi, but I got to leave something with y'all. I got to leave an impression of a real brother. Okay. Not a counterfeit. Not nobody trying to do nothing stupid, but somebody that's being as real as he can with his brother. Because I like that brother right there. But let me tell you this here. I started calling her, and we talked on the phone for hours. Hours. And my mama said, you in that room, boy, you ain't been out in a while. That's all I wanted to do was talk to her. Go to work, get in that room, eat dinner, and talk to her. And one day, now I'm telling this story because it's 22 years later. It's 22 years later. Don't raise two boys. My boys never saw me live the thuggish life. I told them about it. They still can say, Daddy, you ain't did that, because they can't see that in me because of the man in the middle. The man took that foolishness away, and my children never saw their daddy live that foolish life. Amen. But y'all, it's real. Amen. I'd rather share some teal than to be 6 foot under. I'm smelling the roses and not the roots, brother. You didn't hear me, did you? I'm living in the land of the living. Amen. Because I serve a living God. Amen. And my living God told me through the word of God to express yourself to a dying world. Relate. See, let me tell you something. You got to not preach above people, around people, get out on folks' level, let them see your old, dirty, raggedy life that you used to live. Show them how God can take nobody and make somebody out of them. The world might not think I'm nobody, but I am a priest of God.
Amen.
Y'all ain't hearing what I'm saying?
Amen.
Only the man in the middle can do that.
Amen.
But after talking many days, she mentioned church. This stuff real, y'all. I swear, I don't have no suits and ties and stuff like that. You know I ain't got. She said, we're going to take you down to the Goodwill because they sell ties for a dollar and pants for 50 cents. Listen to me, man. I'm serious now. My wife took me in, I'm calling my wife now, but at that time, she took me in the Goodwill and dressed me in front of that crooked mirror, and I saw myself looking good for the first time in my life, and I like what I saw. And been trying to look that way ever since. Y'all ain't hearing what I'm saying. Take your life experience and share it with the world. Because everyone sitting before me, they got something back there in the closet. Bet you got something in your closet. You can tell everybody else it's empty, but I bet you it's halfway full. And God just sealed it up because of what you did. You come to the man in the middle. And you say, I heard the gospel preached about you. I believed it. And I repented of my sins. And I confess you as the Son of God.
That's it.
And I was instructed to be baptized in a watery grave of baptism. See, Christ died for your sins. You need to die to your sins. Christ was buried in a literal tomb. You need to be buried in a watery grave of baptism.
Amen.
Christ rose on the third day according to the scripture. And you rise the same day to walk in newness
Amen.
Of life.
Amen.
Now as I finish my story, I can sit down. I went to church in my new outfit. And I heard a preacher preaching. And he ended. Let me show you what's so important about the gospel, because if he wouldn't have preached the gospel, I couldn't have responded to the gospel. See what I'm saying? See, a sermon ain't a sermon without the gospel.
Amen.
It's just like a cake without flour ain't no good. Huh? You got to have some flour in that cake. So we got to be careful to remember some things. But I heard the gospel, and I looked around. I was scared, but I looked at her, and I said, I'm going to change. Now, I always say this prayer. A lot of people tell me I'm wrong. I use the love for that woman to motivate me to change. But if that's what it took to become the man that I am today, I'll do it again.
Amen.
Y'all ain't hearing what I'm saying. My wife is the best thing ever happened to me. She took me to the place of safety. I was outside of God's will looking in. I didn't see God. Let me tell you something. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 5 and verse number 45 that God shares his physical blessings with everybody. When the rain, it rains on the just and the unjust. When the sun shines, it shines on the just and the unjust. But in Christ Jesus, only those who are his children will receive spiritual blessings. It's a difference between spiritual and physical.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he shared this with you, and it's going to come a day when we're going to stand in that divine trial in front of that divine judge with Jesus as our advocate and the devil over there bringing up accusations. And you sitting back there can't say nothing. Jesus talking on your behalf to the Father and the witnesses over there, the Holy Spirit, and the evidence is laid out. That's your life. Boy, I'm telling you. And that day coming, there's two things going to happen. And let's put some book on it. Go to Hebrew. Yeah, let's put something on. I'm going to sit down. And I'm going to finish telling you about this story. I'm going to get my Bible. I'm going to sit down. I done gave you the gospel. I got to finish this story. I hope y'all ain't mad at it. Amen. Let me find this thing right here. Uh-huh. Look at the Bible. Say, and Hebrews chapter 9 and verse number 27. I'm almost through. Just give me a little minute here. We're going to work with this here now. Amen. I love y'all. Amen. Hebrew chapter 9, verse number 27.
And as it is appointed unto men once to
Wait a minute. It's appointed to who?
Men.
Now watch this. Is that talking about men or is that talking about mankind? You understand what I'm saying? So when we see men in the Bible, we need to start studying, you understand what I'm saying, what it means before we just say it's talking about men, because it might be mankind. And if you don't study the word in the Greek, you ain't going to know the difference. So you got to be careful just reading something and applying your thoughts to it. You just might teach somebody something wrong and have to go back and in front of everybody say, I was wrong. I run across brothers in the brotherhood now. They say things in the pulpit. And I was in a Bible class, and a man said something. I raised my hand, and I said, brother, I don't think that's right. He said, we'll talk about it in the back. I said, you said it publicly. You need to address it publicly. We're not going in the back and deal with it privately. And then his congregations were looking. Who is this joker him? I am a defender of the faith. Amen. If you're wrong, you just wrong. And if you don't know what you're talking about, sit down and shut up. Stop, but don't make it happen. Read, y'all.
But after this. The judgment.
The what?
The judgment.
Wait a minute. So what's going to happen first? We're going to die. We're going to die. Read John 3:13, the one my brother say all the time. But now, when you go to funerals, we putting folks in hell when they die. We putting them in heaven when they die. That's what we doing. Uncle Billy gone on to hell. He was real good. He was drunk, but he was good. He was gone up there to be with Lucille. Y'all ain't heard that before? That people putting folks in heaven at these funerals?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What did the Bible say in John 3 says?
And no man has
Wait
ascended.
A minute. Now, here's another one. We deal with men over there. But in man, in this verse, is that talking about mankind again? Or is that talking about a man? You understand what I'm saying? So what I'm trying to do is spark your interest in studying words as you run across them. Because they just, see, you ever heard the word conversation? But in the Bible, conversation in some places mean your manner of living. But you have some men, when they bring up conversation, they connect it to talking. See, you need to sit down. Because you didn't study that word before you said it. Because it's talking about the way you live, and you ain't lying to these folks talking about it's about the way you need to change your conversation, and you shouldn't say bad words. And that's talking about your life.
Amen.
That's why we got to study, brother.
Amen.
Read the text, man. I'm finna sit down.
But he that came down from heaven.
Wait a minute. Where did he come from?
From heaven.
Where did a man in the middle come from?
Heaven.
The Bible said he came from heaven. He came from heaven. Read.
Even the Son of Man.
Wait a minute. Who came from heaven? The Son of Man. To do what? Read,
Which
brother.
Is in heaven.
In heaven. Brothers, let me ask you something. Read that one more time for me. I'm finna close. Get my stuff.
And no man.
No man.
Ascended up to heaven.
Yeah.
But he that came down. From heaven.
Yes, sir.
Even the Son of Man, which is in heaven.
Okay, let me ask you something right here on that text right there. And I'm going to close my book. When you die, your body going to go back to the dust.
That's right.
Your soul going to go to the Hadean world. Of departed soul. Because the Bible teaches that the soul will never die. Now, the place of heaven has been prepared for those who are prepared. Heaven was created for Satan and his angels. Now, if you end up in heaven, you will be on it. I mean, in hell, you will be uninvited guests. You will be an uninvited guest. But this is what I want to say to you. When you die, and you had that opportunity, and you do like the rich man who wanted mercy in death, but wouldn't give mercy in life. Many of us struggle with things. But I want to tell you something. Change your ways. Change your behavior. Adapt to the word of God. Let it motivate you. See, the Bible, this is what we don't understand. Whatever you put in you, that's what's going to come at you. That's why I tell my little grandbaby, I say, certain things you don't need to watch. Because whatever you watch, it influences you. And I understand that. Kids, parents, quit letting your kids have computers in their room and shut the door. Put the computer in the front room where you can keep your eyes on them. Because the devil will infiltrate. And he will destroy and conquer. And your home will become a place of sin behind your back. We have a responsibility as people of God to live as the people of God for God. Amen. I don't care about what people think about you. Be you, because that's who God created. People don't like me, you know what I tell them, but I like you. And I hope you get to like me. But if you never do, God bless you. Amen. I preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, and I know y'all saying in the back of your mind, why is this brother so excited? Because I'm alive. Because I'm alive. Amen. We have a prayer line each and every night that we pray at 9 o'clock. God wake us up in the morning. He lay us down at night. We go to bed with a prayer. All the brothers. We open up a point on the prayer line that we can confess our sins before we approach our Heavenly Father, because we want to make sure that we're in good standing as we pray to our Heavenly Father. And we do this every day, 7 days a week. And I am the host. And I have not missed one night in a year and a half. In the hospital and having problems. And my brothers can attest. I'm in the hospital, all messed up, tied up, dripped up, but on the prayer line. Medicated and everything, but I'm on the prayer line because I know the importance of prayer. Amen. I love each and every one of y'all. But this is the only way I know how to do it. Because I come from the jailhouse to the church house. Amen. And I understand the power of God. That God would take a person's life and turn it around and use it in such a way that it'll bring glory to God. Amen. See, let your life bring glory to God and not yourself. When I'm in the public, I don't want to be respected by people. I want to be loved by my brothers in God. Amen. I've said enough. And I'm finna sit down. I have taught the gospel, but I got to tell you about my wife. Can't leave that. I'm going to do it. I'm going back to Mississippi. But I'm going to take it. I'm going to do it real slow. But we went to church. And the preacher preached. And I didn't do it that night. And I went home. And I called her a couple of days later. And we got together. And we did stuff that only married folks are authorized to do. And I picked the Bible up and I started to reading. And I read in Corinthians, if it's better to marry than to burn. And right then and there, in my mind, God put me in the Scared Straight program. Because I got scared to death when I saw that. I called her and I said, look, let's go down to the justice of the peace. I'm 10 years older than her. Her family said, that's an old man. You don't need to be with him. And I looked her in the eye. I said, do you want me like I want you? And she said, I do. Went down to the justice of the peace and we got married. And 22 years later, we steered together. We cleaved together. We stuck together like glue. Amen. Through the good times, through the bad times. Because God allowed me to make a spiritual decision that I wanted to be better. And I knew I was wrong. And that scripture convicted me and converted my soul. And I didn't do it no more. And when next time I did things, it was the way married folks supposed to do things. Because the Bible says that the bed is undefiled in marriage. Amen. Young folks, quit doing stuff that married folks supposed to do, because I'm going to tell you something. If Christ come back tonight, you're in trouble. If you want to play and do big, big folk stuff, do what big folks do.
Amen.
Get mad. Amen. That's all I got to say. Man, I love y'all, man.
Amen.
And y'all pray for me.
Amen.
Y'all pray for me that I can continue to be a loving brother. When I seen Brother Allen for the first time, we went and played golf. We talked like we've been knowing each other for 10 years.
Amen.
That's just how comfortable I am, and that's how comfortable he is, because we are trying to make heaven our home.
Amen.
And there's many other brothers here, the same feeling. That's the kind of stuff I want.
Amen.
As long as my money ain't short, if the Lord bless me, I will be back.
Amen.
I said enough, and is there anybody sitting here tonight? We extended the gospel to you. You've heard it. Do you believe it? Are you willing to repent and confess and be baptized today? But I want to deal with one other thing. If you got some stuff in the back of your head, if you got some things that you've been doing and practicing on the down low, let everybody know today. Confess it and be forgiven and leave better than you came. See, let me tell you something. We get in trouble when we try to hide something from our brothers, because what you don't understand, this is a family. We ain't churchgoer. This is a family.
Amen.
I got family in Texas. I got family in New York. I got family in New Mexico. I got family all over the world.
Amen.
As we get ready to come tonight, straighten your life up. And if everybody lies straight, that's wonderful. As we get ready together and sing.